אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 390.
We're reading in Kabbalah for the student, page 259, the Arvud article, item 28. You can ask questions at Kabbalah TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Okay, let's continue.
So, item 28. Page 259. Now we fully understand the previous words, for he says, now, therefore, if you will hear unto my voice indeed and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I'm telling you here, that you shall be my own treasure from among all peoples. This means that you will be my treasure. And sparks of purification and cleansing of the body shall pass through you unto all the peoples and the nations of the world. For all the nations of the world are not yet ready for it.
Meaning, thus far, he spoke about the correction in itself. Now, he said that we also must extend this correction to the rest of the world.
And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations.
Well, a nation is not a nation that's considered like all the other nations. It's not a nation, it's an assembly of people from all over the world who have a spark, a point in the heart.
And therefore he ends, for all the earth is mine. Meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to cleave to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people. And if you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others, in its final form of love thy friend as thyself, which is the axis of all the Torah and mitzvot. And a holy nation is the reward in its final form of dvekut with him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. These are the words that of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. They made the precision, these are the words, no more and no less. This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or subtract from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? And we find none like him in the whole of the Torah. On the contrary, the Torah says about him, for he is the trusted one in all my house. To continue?
I think we need to continue in order to understand the end. Meaning, it's clear. The general vessel, that was all one and connected, after the shattering, it has various parts. And we need to collect them, assemble them, connect them, and through that, discover the Creator. What's the difference between the vessel that existed before and the vessel that arrives after the shattering and the correction? In the shattering, it's possible that new discernments appear that were not understood previously, the result of which was the shattering of the vessel. And in the correction, additional discernments appear in the shattered vessels corresponding to the light, and in this way we scrutinize the internality of the Creator that created the vessel. And now, through its light, through Him, we correct the vessel. So, if not for the shattering and the correction, we would not be able to feel more than what Adam HaRishon felt before the sin. Min katnut smolnes nefesh ruach deruach. Whereas after the shattering and the correction, we reach the complete Naran Chai. meaning we have adhesion with the Creator Himself, equivalence of form with Him, understanding His way, His wisdom in anything that He dedicated to creation. So we can't do it without the shattering and without the correction. And the end of correction is that point from which, that point which initially existed in the plan of creation. So in that we have a role, and the vessel that is corrected has to correct itself according to the system of creation. The system of creation includes all the worlds of Ak and Abia, and when we correct ourselves, the soul, that is the internal part of the entire system, it also has to receive, acquire the form of the worlds of Abia, meaning Rosh, Toch, Sof, with all the parts, these three parts, and then three lines, all those forms, many complex forms, and all of that, when we connect them together, and in this connection, the gap between them doesn't disappear, because love covers all transgressions, meaning the vessel that's about to be corrected keeps inside itself all that, the big ego, those huge desires, those conflicts, eruptions, everything that existed before is preserved. Nothing is erased. On the contrary, all those negative things help us to reveal the light, because the light is only discerned as it excels from darkness. That's why there is great work here. Additionally, there's great work because Adam HaRishon had no Rosh, no Toch, nor Sof. It was simply one body that exists on the same level, because the Lad of Chasadim would feel it. He was circumcised like an angel, meaning in Katnut, smallness, the small one has no Rosh, no head. He doesn't stand. Usually he lies down. That's what we, how we refer to this Parzuf, when the Rosh and the body are at an equal level. That's the meaning of no Rosh. And we have to establish this broken vessel in the form of an upright person. That's why in our discernments we discern what belongs to the Rosh, to the head, and what belongs to the parts of the goof, the body, and the special roles each has. Of course, all the after the shattering, all the parts exist in a way that prepares them for correction. But we have to invite the upper light and scrutinize their places and correct them. Of course, all of that takes place inside the system, but nevertheless, it's our work. And eventually, we'll have Rosh, Toch, Sof, and we have to position ourselves as the Rosh, the head, those who receive the progress, the advancement towards spiritual work. They'll be called the Rosh of Adam HaRishon, the Rosh of the Neshama, and the rest are the parts of its body, Guf. That's why Israel, those who yearn Yashar, Kel, straight to the Creator, is called Li Rosh, my head. And that's how we will advance. It's clear, right? No questions on that. Yeah?
He says that while they are still unfit for this role, I need a virtuous people. Am Zgula, what does that mean?
Am Zgula, people of virtue that work according to three lines, that stand as the Rosh, the head of the Parzuf, and can sort and correct through itself to pass the light to the broken vessels and for them to be corrected and connected and join him, and in this way there will be a complete Parzuf.
But he says that we have to agree to it to be such a people.
Of course.
What does it mean to agree to it?
There's no coercion in spirituality.
So what?
Yeah, until you agree.
Oh, we get blows until we agree?
Yeah, of course, but you agree. You say, I want it.
Because of the blows? Or because of something else? There's a matter of appointing the heart here?
by the blows, you begin to understand what is good and what is bad, and then you agree.
And I command you to be my kingdom of priests.
Yes.
So?
The kingdom of priests means that you'll get nothing out of the work. You will perform corrections for the whole world, and you'll bring everyone closer to the work of the Creator, and they'll all be connected to the Creator and full of the light of Himself, and you'll get nothing out of it. Nothing. This is the meaning of the work of the priests.
Oh, my question is, how can I manage such a world without feeling pain?
No, you come to a state where you feel and understand according to the level of your annulment. You receive connection with the Creator and you carry out the action. That's certain.
Meaning, my question is, as long as I'm not a priest, a Kohen, what does it mean to be a priest?
Kohen, priest, means someone without any land, only has nothing, only pure work of the Creator. He has nothing left for him, only the work. And from that, he receives his reward. And his reward is to have the strength to work. What for? In order to work. Why does he work? In order to give contentment to the Creator. And that's a reward.
So what here is the quality of bestowal?
This is bestowal.
Wait, I'm asking a different question. Managing the world the way you want us to manage the world, must you be a priest for that? Or you can be like a pre-priest?
I don't know what is pre-priest.
To start doing the work. No, my question is, how can you manage the world? Okay, so we have one Rav. He's the Rav Lightman. He's the great priest.
Yeah, I'm the manager of the world.
Okay, you're our guide, really, yeah, with the workshop and everything. It's real nice. But how can we manage the world when I'm not yet a priest?
You will be.
Do you have the right to be a virtuous people? Amskula, is it right here?
Virtuous people, Amskula, is a group that works according to three lines, that can manage itself and also manage each and every desire that it can add to itself and correct it to be as a body, a goof, towards it. Kohanim, priests, are the heads of the people.
Meaning, who are these virtuous people you're talking about? Who are these people?
Us.
Bnei Baruch?
Yes.
All over the world.
Not the whole world.
No, we all over the world. We're scattered all around the world.
Yeah, each and every person in the world, that the Creator awakens in him a spark.
So we're called Amzgula, the bunch of people.
Yes.
And they can bring the correction to the world.
Yes.
How exactly?
By connecting between us. Come to love thy friend as yourself, and by that will also come to love the Lord your God, and that's it. That's the whole work behind us. Of course, in order to reach these degrees, we'll have to pull up all the remaining created beings. That's our role. Why is it my role? What do you think? First off, you have this role because I received a desire for it. So I have no choice. I have to realize the desire. And also yourself, as it appears, and others. So that's it. So the world is divided between those the Creator gives a desire for it and those He doesn't give a desire for it. That's it. Why? I don't know. Well, Sabah Sulam writes, I was impregnated with the soul of the Ari, and I also don't know why. How did it happen? That's unknown. Later we will know. But it's not a question. Everyone who functions from his awakening is equal to the others. Everything is round. Everyone reaches all the degrees. From Moshe Rabbeinu or Moses down to Yesnir.
Until everything becomes round, these terms, the kingdom of priests, the Am Segula, the nation, the virtuous nation, and the role we have.
No, that's a role we have to realize now.
Yeah.
Return, O people of Israel, to the Lord your God. No choice. If you received an awakening, you must realize it. And even if you didn't receive an awakening, but you're reading this, you have to ensure that somehow, you know, to draw that desire.
Yeah, usually when you want to come and to present why the people of Israel are hated, they show you this thing, that they're so special.
Special, yes.
Even among us, the ones who don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah, take these words, Am Segula, to a place of pride. My question?
Here?
No, the ones who don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Yes, there, it's pride. But pride of what? I'm not sure.
Well, the writing says it's Am Segula, the virtuous
every
people.
Every nation, go to Muslims, they'll say such lines that there is no one higher than them. Go to the Christians, they'll say also such things. So what? Go to a small group in the Himalayas or the Andes and they'll tell you the same thing. What are you talking about? Us, we are the closest to, you know.
So the question is, what is it in the wisdom of Kabbalah that it cancels this pride or somehow corrects it?
It gives a person a possibility to work, to understand he's the lowliest, he's the most broken, he has nothing in him except for preparation for the work, for the correction. That's it. That's why, on the contrary, he feels himself that, who am I, what am I, what do I have to be proud of, except for the role. If I correct myself, then I can constantly bestow to the Creator through bestowing to other people.
And why does this cancel the pride?
Because I have to serve everyone.
It's still something unique, something special, only for me.
That's okay. But in this, my ego is not proud of.
Why?
That I have to serve everyone.
I'm the only one connecting the humanity to...
Why are you? Do it with him and him and him. It's not hiding anyone from the Creator. There's room for everyone.
So how does it cancel or correct the pride?
There's no place for pride. You're proud because you're carrying out what the Creator gave you. That's it. So I have a role and I do it. I didn't choose it. I'm not special about it. I can be proud if I carry it out correctly and I come to love of people and through that, the love of the Creator. This is the only pride you can have, that I reached love.
So is there a place for pride in this method?
Yes, but it's different than the pride you're talking about.
So can you elaborate again the difference between the right kind of pride, the corrected pride?
Pride from bestowal. How much I bestow, how much I love more, I bestow more, I feel more, everyone more. It's like talking about an upper one and a lower one. I'm upper one towards them, right? I'm proud. Why are you proud? Because I'm working for them. That I care for them, I feel them, I'm responsible for them. You saw parents that are proud towards their children are going to feel themselves prideful towards their children. You have to see it in a different way. And not on the basis of your ego. And then you'll understand the attitude. Next. Let's conclude.
Item 29 and page 260. Now we can fully understand that concerning the form of the work in its last manner, as explained in the words, a kingdom of priests, which is the final definition of love thy friend as thyself, it was indeed conceivable for Moses to restrain himself and refrain from disclosing the full outline of the work all at once, lest Israel would not want to detach themselves from all material possessions and give all their fortune and assets to the Creator, as instructed by the words, a kingdom of priests. It is much like the Rambam wrote, that women and small children must not be told the matter of the clean work, which must be in order to not be rewarded, and wait until they grow, become wise, and have the courage to execute it. Therefore, the Creator gave him the above warning no less, but offered them the true nature of the work in all its sublimity, expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests. And regarding the reward that is defined in the words, a holy nation, it was possible for Moses to contemplate interpreting and elaborating further about the pleasantness and the sublime subtleness that come with Dvekut with him, to persuade them to accept this extreme, to completely detach themselves from any worldly possessions, as do priests. Hence, he was warned, no more. But be vague and not explain the whole reward included in the words, a holy nation. The reason for it is, had he told them about the wondrous things in the essence of the reward, they would necessarily use and assume his work in order to obtain that wonderful reward for themselves. This would be considered working for themselves, for self-love. That, in turn, would falsify the whole purpose. Thus we see that regarding the form of the work expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests, he was told no less. And about the unclear measure of the reward expressed in the words, a holy nation, he was told, and no more.
Let's say it in words that are easier to understand. Tzvika, you hear? With the work, you'll be in Na'al Chai. You'll bestow everything you can throughout the entire coarseness of the vessels. For yourself, you always remain in Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. That's the meaning of kingdom of priests.
But you said it's different. You said that today in our time you don't have to stay to live in poverty to put your bags on your head and
well,
to have some
you don't
position.
Need it. You'll receive everything you want. But you will need it only according to the degree of delighted in mercy. Chafetz Chesed. I live in the forest. I need nothing. Only in order to pass through me all the Na'al Chai.
What is it about this time that the ones who bestow have to give up all their worldly possessions?
No, you're asking me about something else.
No, but it's together. You're saying, he says, you have to let go of all your corporeal matters in order to be a priest.
Yes, sure.
To renounce, to let go?
The Kohen, the priest has nothing. He has no will to receive that he's using it for himself, only towards the other. The Rosh of the Partsuf is called the work of the priests.
The question is, a person who studies Kabbalah wants to aspire, he aspires to the quality of bestowal. Must he let go of all his corporeal things?
You don't need it, I told you. Let him study.
So, not to let go of anything?
No, give up nothing. On the way, you will receive corrections. And if he comes to degrees that he makes concessions, he will do it of his own will, his new will to bestow, by the action of the light that is working on him and giving him such a desire. Suddenly you want to love the other, you want to bestow him, you want to be considerate with people, you care about the whole world, you care about Ahmadinejad from Iran and who else, you know, Assad and Rouhani from Iran. That's it, yeah? I also don't understand why are you so excited by what's happening.
There's pressure, anxiety, because they canceled the agreement with Iran, and there's they opened the shelters north.
Each one is trying to feel where they can draw some new lines. No.
So what are you saying about this situation? People are here and they're under pressure.
The state is simple. We have to reach the kingdom of priests. That is...
In the meantime, until we reach the kingdom of priests, what's going to happen?
Until then, it will be good. Don't worry. The Creator, thank God, is arranging for us a good study. Oh, in truth... doesn't appear serious to me. None of it. They love. The Iranians love to do this. It's Iranian nature. They're very smart people. Very wise. So all these maneuvers, all those ways through them, through someone, through Syrians. From this, you will never. You'll never be. Calm down. For years. You will see those. You see them around the borders, all various places are organizing terror groups, but a great war? No. No. They are extremely calculated. They understand. Otherwise, they'll suffer such a blow that... But in truth, look, you have to understand them as well. Poor people, the kind of humiliation they suffered with the revelation of these documents. It's international. Among all those diplomats, they'll just spit in your face in this way. Okay. In short, there's nothing to be afraid. You should be afraid of something from above, not from Iran. What else do we have?
Joseph from California is asking, how can we reach a state where the only thing we're asking for is to be able to perform the work of correction?
Well, how to pray for that? It's only if the friends will give me the importance. I won't be able to find it anywhere, in any corner of the world. I will never find an importance for spirituality. Only the friends, by envy, pressure on me, they can bring me to that. That's the only salvation I'm asking for from them. That's it. More? What are we doing with the Congress? What are you thinking? What are you waiting for? You, I'm asking you as a group. What do you want to do in order for us to organize and do the Congress? It doesn't matter, there's a board there and everything, but what do we have to do? Oh, on you, I'm asking. What are you to do? Yes, Niv?
I thought that except for the care and the increasing of the importance, we're waiting for to hear what's needed. We're not trying to manage things.
I don't know. I'm asking you. What is needed? What are you waiting for others to tell you? We have to ask that as well.
Because we want...
Guys, are you building a vessel, a kli, in order to reveal the Creator, right? Ultimately. So, you're leaving that for someone else?
No, we want to increase the importance, our concern, our care for it in a form of actions.
No, practically.
Yeah, practically.
That from day to day, you'll see the vessel getting established more and more and more. Let's say we'll come to the Congress, there'll be an explosion, doesn't matter. It's important to us that each day we'll feel how we are gathered, assembled each day, scrutinize all sorts of things. We discover all sorts of deficiencies and problems, and this way we advance.
You said in the beginning of the lesson that the Italian group sent a letter. Maybe we should hear that. And
yeah, they sent a very beautiful letter. It wants the Congress to be the European Congress, and it's willing to be in it, yearning for it, a very encouraging letter. But I'm asking you now.
Moshe also sent a letter to many friends after the conversation he had with the group and with you, and we feel the need and the help, and everyone's going for it. That in order to unite Europe, it's not Italy.
We have to feel that it's happening among us, truly among us. Not Italy and Europe, we're coming there to help them, how they are not organized and all that. You can say a few lines like that, that it used to be like that, and now this is mine, this is ours. So how do we do it? It's on the way to entering spirituality.
So what's the right transition from the external picture to the picture of the internal ten of my
being? First of all, thoughts. Everything will be clarified in the thought. That's it. Understand that now the lack of connection is revealed and the shattering in the European vessel. Nice. Later it will be revealed elsewhere. So what? It's nothing new. On the contrary, wherever it appears, that's not a weakness. Wherever it appears, it means that it's advancing towards connection, correction. So how can we, first of all, think about it? So we have to think about it. How do we do it? And I think about my vessel, not in Europe, that we're together. It's, and our vessel is broken. There is no sum in spirituality. If it's broken, everything is cancelled. And that's why I'm asking about the broken plate.
It's not really clear to me how to make that transition from this being my kli. What does it mean? Do I have a 10, right?
Well, the Creator is turning to you and he says, do you want to come closer to me? How can you come closer to me? Look what's happening to you. You have a broken vessel. In an integral way, it doesn't matter where the deficiency appears, where the shattering appears. It appears in all the parts, because each part is included of everyone. You understand that this is a huge, true part. It's not something that will appear later. Later, smaller, more finer things will appear. Additional things. Here, this is the main thing that's before us.
So now in the tens, we have to work on what?
Yesterday, Moshe and the Italians have done a beautiful work. You received the answer and their willingness. Now, what do we do? No, the lot,
the stick,
the torch. Let it be a torch. It's our turn to act. I'm also turning to the American vessel, vessel all over the world, everyone who are participating, we can truly put in some good pressure and be rewarded with the upper light, truly.
How, through actions of connections in the 10, we make correction.
In integration, it's all in the thought. And additionally, whatever we need to do in order to bring it, to bring oneself to service, if we need it. If we have discussions to join it, in short, in everything, give the duty.
I also didn't understand what are we expected to do for the Italian Congress.
There's no Italian Congress and no European Congress. There's a World Congress. They expect you to do everything you can and even more than that for the connection of everyone to one vessel.
So my work in the tent, this is what's required of me, the next step.
Not only, it might be needed there, it's possible that in the 10 you will work on the connection of the European vessel, you need to see. But again, don't make any effort according to what you're used to. Look for other ways. We have to feel connected. It's not this euphoria that was in America during the Congress, but on a day-to-day basis.
Other ways for what?
Towards connection. We must feel between us the heartfelt connection. Heartfelt. Even if I lack a common language with you, it's Babylon. We still don't understand one another, but in the hearts, we can be connected. We must do it. Now is the time. All the rest, you'll attain between you. At least think about it. Think about the mutual congress, a world congress. That Italy and Europe are doing it, but we have to cover them. We have to cover them from above. Okay?
A daily task.
Daily task.
Okay, today with us we had New York, 10 number 4, Slovakia, Germany, Düsseldorf, Spain, Afula, Nazaret, and Petach Tikva, 10 number 14. In the last 5 minutes, we had 20 different assignments. So the result is coming from Germany, from Düsseldorf.
Yeah, we feel the importance of this World Congress in Italy, and we have prepared together with the team this daily task. During the day, each friend scrutinizes how to find the Hisaron for the World Congress in Italy inside of our 10, and then report to the 10 on the outcome.
שיעור זוהר. אינכם מוזמנים לצפות
זוהר לסן. You're all invited to watch us tonight at 6 p.m. Zohar lesson with Dr. Rav Lightman. And thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Introductory evenings with the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're happy to invite you to 10 different cities all over Israel throughout May. To register, please call us at 1-700-509-209 or in our website. together in the academy. We're starting a new round of studying towards a BA. You're all invited to come on Friday, May 11th at 10 o'clock to our center here in Petah Tikva. Now let's write a summary of the lesson. Let's take 2 minutes to do that. You're all invited to share your summary on Tzviva Tova. Thank you. Have a good day. Let's sing a song together.
תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמעתי בלעדם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער כלהבה
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהבה
הם נשמעים.